What's new with Menace?
What's up, everybody, and welcome to another edition of What's New Pod. I'm Menace. I'm joined by Fort, a.k.a. Brett. He's an audio expert and syndication expert with the Woody Show morning show that you can hear across the United States and around the world on AFN. We are joined by our friends Eric and Randy, who are coming to us live from Downey, California. And just over yonder in Whittier, California, would be our friend Tyler, a.k.a. Heavy T. And in Covina, California, is our girl, Julie Ann. And... guys, I guess somebody still needs to recover from Coachella. Tyler, he just woke up. How you doing, Tyler? Are you feeling okay? Too much walking on
yeah,
them hooves?
You know what? I just saw... You know, the funny thing is like, as we're talking, I just looked at my phone and I just saw all the texts from you guys. And I'm like, oh, boy. Like, I just saw Brett's and they are very explicit. So that's why.
11 a.m., dude.
Dude, I had to call
you're
you multiple
grown-ass
times.
Man. What are you doing?
So we have one half of the Safari Boys back from Coachella. It was an awesome weekend. Tyler got his own room. And as he was very excited, he was treating it like he was staying at the Four Seasons.
Dude, life changing. You don't even know, dude. Eric, I'm going to be real with you. I could never go back. I'm sorry, dude. Like, I'm not going back.
He's going to go back next time I'm there.
I like that Tyler has lived in his own big boy apartment. Not one, but two, right? Uh-huh. In Texas. Yes. Moved his butt all the way out there. Had his own place, his own everything.
Mm-hmm.
This is his best moment of his life, getting his own room at your house, Menace.
Probably because Tyler still sleeps in a twin bed.
Well, maybe that.
I definitely do not still sleep in a twin bed. Let's calm down.
But he experienced what I've been preaching, guys. Mattresses from Walmart, Serta. Dude, best investment you can do. Like $400 versus you go to other mattress stores or thousands of dollars. Great value, right, Tyler? They can support you.
Yeah.
Like, enough said. Hubs.
There you go. Certified. Tyler.
It was kind of crazy. So Nacho was telling us basically how you guys set up each room because you've definitely added more decoration in the room.
Yeah.
Since the last time we've been there.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, yeah, we got the mattresses from Walmart. Like, we got like the pillows, like all the bedding from Target. And I'm like, damn, you guys, like, this is actually really good. So,
yeah, because that past couple times you've come by the house, it's been empty in the guest rooms. There's nothing there, just a bed. But, yeah, we've added a little decor there and had a great time, though, all weekend. And Tyler, starting off strong, guys, this guy wakes up, and this is an all-day music festival. Tyler's taking shots. He's drinking multiple drinks just before we're about to go to the festival. Tyler's already like going hard out the gate. And I'm like, dude, this guy's not going to last. But Tyler, who looks out for you and pays for those pedicabs so you don't have to walk all the way.
Oh, my God. The pedicab person. I feel so bad. Like, did you tip him extra?
Oh, yeah.
So here's the thing is I've learned this from last year. Just take the damn pedicab. Like, just do it. Yeah, I hate walking. Like, here's the thing, is that I have incredibly flat feet. So okay.
Yeah.
But so it's more walking on the gravel where the first pedicab completely passes.
Yeah.
That
it's rough.
Me. Like once we get into like the festival, you're walking on like the grass and everything. It's not that bad.
Okay, if you don't know, a pedicab is basically a bicycle that has these ones have six seats on them, right? Tyler and Randy get on it, and then also I get on it, and then we, you know, we have Nacho and then Randy's lady, and the bike person's like, hey, we gotta shift away a little bit, guys. He's like trying to be nice about it, but it's like, yeah, we gotta move some people around here. But luckily those pedicabs are half electric too, so like those guys aren't killing themselves too much. But he was afraid that the thing would flip over.
I did not know that they were half electric. I literally thought that was all muscle power. I'm like, that is the strongest legs on this planet.
They always have like the tiniest little guys driving those things.
Yeah, so of course, because they're electric.
I just thought they were super strong.
Do you think
guys,
a guy can pull me, Tyler, Randy, and two other people?
Yeah, if it's Dave Bautista.
Yeah. No way.
Now we know.
We got into the festival and had a good time. Tyler, any highlights for you?
The first night, Peso Pluma was really, really good. That was actually a really fun show to watch.
And Anita came out. That was huge.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. See, the second night, no doubt, was really good. Fat Joe. I went and saw Fat Joe. That was pretty cool, too. Yeah. The third one, we went to go see Kid Cudi. And this was kind of crazy.
Yeah.
So we went to go see Kid Cudi, and we're way in the back, so we can't really see the stage, but we can see the screen and everything. And he's playing one of his biggest hits. He's playing Pursuit of Happiness.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, after the song, the whole thing just abruptly ends. And we're just kind of looking around saying, what's going on? You see the stage hands come out. They start collecting like all the set pieces and everything. And we're just like, what the hell is going on? Guy walks right by us. He's like, oh, Kid Cudi broke his leg. And we're like, what? Like, what do you mean he broke his leg? And so we get out of that crowd. We finally get some signal for our phone. Sure enough, there's a video of him, not even like rock star jumping, mm-hmm. like, oh, I'm going to jump like into this crowd or whatever. He's just trying to get to the ground, right? And so he's jumping off the stage. It's about a 7-foot drop. I've never seen anything like that. I've never seen an artist hurt themselves in the middle of their show. Like, that's wild.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
And then the other highlight for you that you really wanted to see was Taking Back Sunday, right? That was the whole the band that you wanted to see the whole weekend.
Yeah, Taking Back Sunday was really cool. It's just the Kid Cudi thing was right after. So that's forever just in my memory. That overshadows everything.
That was a big highlight for you. You know, one of my highlights was after, was it the first night or the second night, but we started making tortillas or like quesadillas with cheese, egg, and hot dogs inside of them.
Nice.
So, okay.
I like it.
You just opened up another can of worms because
I know you're about to get to the debate real quick, but they actually messed up and ordered a Uber that only fit 4 people, right? So I said, you know what? You guys just take the Uber and I'll just walk home. Okay. So it took me like 15 minutes to walk home. And within that 15 minutes, there is a pile of quesadillas on the kitchen table. But then you guys started going back and forth on something. What were you guys talking about?
Okay, first off, did we or did we not eat all those quesadillas?
Yeah, we crushed them.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Of course.
So, I was going to say, I think you underestimate the power of their hunger, Menace, by their powers combined.
True. So here's the debate. You get one tortilla, you put the cheese in, you fold it, and that's your quesadilla.
Yeah.
I've been raised as in you get one tortilla, you put a bunch of cheese in, you get another tortilla to put on top of it, and then you make it that way, and that's your quesadilla.
Yeah.
And we had this big old debate that, like, oh, the way that I've been doing it with 2 tortillas is apparently super wasteful.
Yeah, right. But I feel that the other way is done more than the double tortilla, the more common. If you look at Taco Bell and everything like that, it's all folded in half.
Well, yeah, because we're poor. We realize we can't use tortillas as much as we want to.
That's a little bit of a difference. That's fast food.
Tyler, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Shockingly, I'm with you.
A higher end restaurant will do the double tortilla.
Uh-huh.
But
if you get into like a lower one, even your mom and pop, they'll do a half tortilla to save money, of course. Either way, it's still a quesadilla. We got it. Now, I don't even need to ask Julianne. I know she has FOMO. But Eric, FOMO this year from not going to Coachella, yes or no?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I just FOMO whenever you guys are doing anything without me. But Coachella takes it to a different level. But I watch a lot of it on my couch with my dog drinking a beer. So there is something definitely nice about, okay, turning it off and going right to bed and not having to walk home. That's pretty nice.
Yeah,
you know what? I didn't even know you can do that.
Yeah, they stream it every year on YouTube. You can watch it.
Yeah, and I didn't know that.
The stream is incredible, right, Eric?
Yeah, it's really good. I mean, and they have one for the majority of the stages, for the majority of the shows, like the big ones, the closers and stuff like that per stage. It was pretty nice. It was like my dog was getting annoyed because it was like 10:30 and we're watching Gasoffelstein.
Yeah.
Like industrial techno, boom, boom, boom in my front room. My dog's like, look at me. She's like, why the F are we awake right now?
Yeah. What is this?
Can you hop around like on YouTube? Like, can you choose like which band or DJ you want to see?
Like feeds? Isn't there like 3-4 different feeds? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They have like, I think I want to say maybe like 4 channels usually. And then it's like you have your Sahara, your outdoor theater, the main stage and stuff like that. You don't have like Yuma and like some of the other stages, but yeah, no, I mean, there was enough to get me to get my fix, I guess you could say.
Yeah. My only feedback about Coachella, that they need to get a grip on this, and it sucks because it's starting to happen more and more every year, is the exit, let's say, to the VIP, and then even general admission people have to deal with a little bit. It's the freaking Uber scam private driving stuff.
Yes.
So if you're leaving VIP, you are swarmed by all these Uber drivers who are supposed to be doing an Uber ride, but they leave their cars in the Uber lot, and then they go to the front of the VIP, and they go, private driver. And they ask for $400 to $600 to drive you home.
What?
Right?
What?
And I'm telling you, like, there's so many of them. It looked like a movie. They're holding up all little screens, and you can barely even walk through them to get to the Uber lot. And then once you get to the Uber lot, like 70% of the cars are empty because they're all up front trying to get more money. You'll find like a couple Uber drivers that are legit, and then they'll still like get you out of there, which is what we did. But even general admission people have to deal with that too as they're walking through there. They're getting hassled by all these like wannabe private driver guys.
Yeah.
And it's private property that the festival's happening on. They got to get those guys out of there, dude. They're really aggressive, and they talk ish to people when they say they don't want to ride. It's terrible.
I think they asked Randy, like, if he wanted to ride, and he said no. And the guy straight up came back and was like, what, you can't afford it? And everybody's like, okay, dude.
They're probably like, hey, there's a guy who looks like a chump. Let's get 150 bucks out of him.
That looks like a guy who wastes a lot of money on the daily.
It looks like a guy doesn't want to walk.
Real quick, I will say there was one other thing I wanted to bring up. There was a lot of kids that I saw this year for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I saw a lot of people with strollers. Personally, for me, it's a little annoying because if I'm going to come back to Coachella, I don't want there to be a bunch of kids. Like, that's just me, number one. But number
that's
two,
crossing the line.
If you are going to bring your kid, it is what it is. You do you. I just request one thing. We saw this when we saw Sublime. Also, great set, by the way. But we saw this when we saw Sublime. There's this chick dancing with, like, her three-year-old. That's fine. Nothing's wrong with it. As far as I could tell, put some ear protection on your kid, please. Like,
Are you so loud?
Yeah. If you watch the video I put up on Instagram, you could see the chick dancing with the kid during Sublime. As far as I can tell, this kid did not have earplugs of any kind. So, like, do not ruin your kid's hearing. Do not be that person.
Like, Sublime had this weird dog barking intro that was so freaking loud that it almost, like, blew out my ears. And I wasn't even standing, like, right in front of the stage. It was so weird and, like, over-distorted. It was bad.
Look at Tyler caring about kids. He must have one of his own on the way.
Yeah, there must be some kids out there.
No.
Somewhere out there.
Some kids out there. Actually, I'll skip to the next subject because that's what I was going to talk about is baby updates. Eric, how many days you got?
Eric.
Days? I'm a month away, under a month, guys. A month from yesterday. Today's 23rd. My due date's the May 22nd, so 30-something. I like a round number, so I go weeks. 4 weeks from yesterday.
Damn. Nice.
Yeah, Nancy?
I'm ready, man. I want this little dude to be here already.
Yeah.
I got enough crap around my apartment that's just like taking up space. It might as well have a purpose, right?
That's true.
For sure. Julianne, how many days you got?
I have 7 weeks left. I'm actually going to be 8. Yeah, I'm going to be 8 months on Friday. So.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah. Yep, 7 weeks. That's it. Damn. She's out of there.
Babies. Dude, I got invited to another baby shower.
Tyler's.
Another friend
of
mine.
Me too.
I'm like, damn, I'm going broke. Gotta buy all these gifts all the time. another co-ed baby shower, which, Eric, I used to be against the co-ed baby shower, but I had a lot of fun at yours. So hopefully,
a lot of people had to reaffirm, check in and make sure it was co-ed. Like, a lot of my buddies from college and stuff, like, why am I getting this? I don't have a girl. Like, there's no girl. I'm like, whatever, you know? Mm-hmm. And because there are still, where it's just only the women and stuff. I'm like, man, I'm going to be there. I want some dudes to talk to. What the hell?
Thank you.
Yeah, because it's your first one. Your first one, you always kind of want to be involved in it. Your second one, I don't think it's, as dire to want to be there, but Yeah, the first one, you got to make it co-ed because it's about the dad too, you know? Even though I always say I make the baby all by myself because I'm the one brewing it. But, I mean, let's be honest. Let's be honest. Yeah. You guys, I guess, were there too when the baby was made. Yeah. So you could be there at the shower.
Yeah, we put in our work. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for 30 seconds.
Yeah, we put in our pumps. But, yeah, it's baby season, man. So many babies coming through. Now, totally off topic. I know that you guys are into this. I went to the Puente Hills Mall, which is the home of the Back to the Future Mall that you could see in the Back to the Future movie. It is pretty empty. Like, I would say 90% of the stores are closed.
Yeah.
But I did a little video on it. I put it on my Instagram, at Menace, M-E-N-A-C-E, and I said, let's look at the positives. And there is stores open there. Some of our favorites, the Lids, Hot Topic. Hot Topic had like killer deals. I got some awesome shirts. I got two for less than $20. And then, you know what is really cool about this mall? This is why they need to like put some money into it, because I think they can turn around. That round one bowling alley that they have there is super cool with all the different claw machines that they have and all the different games. Like, yeah, that's super legit. They have AMC right there, and apparently there's like some other area that has like batting cages and trampolines or something. I didn't see it,
yeah,
but I was told about it. Dude, show some love to Puente Hills Mall, because guess what? All this stuff is going to go away, and then you're going to be like, oh man, I miss the mall. I used to have things to do on the weekends and go outside, and now all I have is where I live,
yeah,
because none of these things exist anymore because your bitch ass stayed inside or you bought everything online and then you didn't support brick and mortar.
Yeah, yeah, true. I went to the Puente Hills Mall a couple years ago before they put the round one in, and just seeing the, like, there was a couple more stores there than what you described, Menace, but the AMC was next level good. It looked brand
it's
new.
Massive.
It was fresh. It was, yeah, clean. It looked awesome. Good. Why are there not more stores here? But it also is special. It's from Back to the Future. It's like the Northridge Mall. It has scenes from Terminator 2 in it.
How do you let this mall die?
You can't.
It's in a prime area, too. And then, by the way, I said in the video Hacienda Heights because I was doing something like 700 feet away, which was in Hacienda Heights, but I know the mall is in the City of Industry. I apologize. I made a mistake. One person pointed it out. Everybody else was cool about it because they understand it's like right on the edge of the city, but I'm like, how is this mall dead? I don't get it. It looked like, though, from the old signs that were still up, it looked like it really got affected by the pandemic.
Oh yeah.
Like a lot of the businesses got shut down.
Yeah.
I know that was part of it, but I feel like this is one mall where ownership was more the problem, because I look at the other ones, like Brea Mall is really good.
Oh,
Cerritos Mall is really good. Yeah, like there's good malls around the area. Downey is pretty good too. There's good malls around my area. Just Puente Hills, there's just nothing. And it's kind of sad to see, because I remember when I was a kid, that was the closest mall to us, so that's where we would go. Like, I'm old enough to remember when there was a Circuit City in that thing.
Nice.
Yeah, it's really kind of sad to see it, how far it's fallen.
But you could still put more stuff. I mean, the fact that there's a round one in there, like,
No, you can.
And people
you
say
can,
that
yeah.
the round one gets popping on the weekends.
I've seen that. It gets a little busy on the weekend. Also, that place with the batting cages is right next door where the old Babies R Us used to be.
Okay. Dude, my mom just found out that Babies R Us and Toys R Us are not even a thing anymore. She's like, what? They're closed since when? Like, where have you
only
been?
Only in America. If you go to Canada, they're still alive and well.
I went to the Philippines and they saw Toys
there.
R Us.
Oh, they're
well,
in
they go to Philippines, yeah. Stupid Bay, where
I
you at?
Go to another country to get my toys. Stupid.
Yeah. What's killing this stuff? It's online shopping, right? But even online shopping, the convenience of buying something, getting it the next day, is super rare now, right?
Yeah. Even Amazon, you have to like hit a certain quota just to get next day delivery. But like a lot of these stores too, and this is where they suffer from the pandemic, like even big box stores, this is where people go in and they buy everything, right, that you would want to go to the store for, and then you can't get it.
Yeah.
Or they try to price out by like a couple bucks. And you're like, dude, I just lost the video game store in the mall now. I just lost the toy store in the mall now. And you're like, but they had all the cool stuff.
Yeah.
They had the better stuff.
It sucked.
I know.
I still say go into that mall and just, you know, experience it one last time.
At least go to the Puente Hills Mall and just take a picture with the Twin Pines sign from Back to the Future is there. You can take a picture like a lot of people do those Polaroid shots where like, hey, this was a scene in this movie, and then here's the background. You go take a picture with where the DeLorean goes back in time. It's right there in the mall parking lot. It's kind of fun. You can ride your skateboard down it. It's cool. Yeah,
do it. All right, I'm going to go into an email and then go into food news because this email is regarding food news. You can email the podcast at writethepod@gmail.com. That's writethepod@gmail.com. And this email says, subject line, Dumbass Tyler. And this is referring to a couple podcasts ago where I was talking about all these different franchises that were launched in California, like In-N-Out Burger or McDonald's, like things that have just blown up, Panda Express, all over the country, right? And Tyler chimes in. He goes, do you know what place started in California that's all over the place? Krispy Kreme. And I was like, huh, that doesn't sound right to me. I don't think it's Krispy Kreme, but hey, whatever. I'm from Northern California. Maybe it was a Southern California thing before that. I could have been wrong, but I just moved on. But we got this email from John Kelly, and John Kelly writes, Dumbass Tyler, hey, Menace, and the rest of the gang, just wanted to call Tyler out for being his typical dumbass self. On your last podcast, he falsely claimed that Krispy Kreme started in La Habra. However, it's not true. That was just the first California location that opened in 1999. Krispy Kreme was actually founded in North Carolina back in 1937.
37?
Don't ever trust anything Tyler says ever.
Idiot. Moron.
God, you're so
okay,
dumb.
Well, first off, my reply to that is, number one, I appreciate the correct info. Second, thank you for giving Eric more ammo against me. Love that for me. Third, 37. I did not realize it was that old. That's crazy. So we're coming, so we're 2024, so we're looking at, what, 87 years?
87 years. So not out of California like the topic was. We're talking about big food chains that launched in California that went nationwide, like IHOP, out of Burbank, California, where we're, well, at least where Brett and I are standing right now. All right, you want to get into some food news?
Oh, yeah.
Food news.
Yeah.
Trader Joe's adds a new bake-at-home organic garlic bread.
Oh, my God, stop.
I love garlic bread.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I just love garlic. Yeah. Get in my mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, Trader Joe's have these, like, little, in the frozen section, these little bread rolls.
Yeah.
Dude, you warm them up, dog. Oh, yeah. They're so pillowy soft. Now, imagine that in garlic bread form. Oh, I'd go hard on some garlic bread, dude. Oh,
dude, I was at Pavilions yesterday, and in their, like, bread, dairy, cheese section, there's just slices of cooked garlic bread, like, wrapped up and stuff, and just lobbed on there with garlic sauce. Oh, so good.
Another food news, Pepsi debuts two new limited edition flavors for the summer. One is peach and one is lime. All in or all out?
The peach one, maybe. The lime one, that just sounds gross.
All right.
I'm the opposite. I think I would try the lime one. The peach one, nah.
Nah? All right.
Mm-mm.
Willing to try it? Eric, I'm going to need your Starbucks expertise on this one. Did you ever get your hands on a Stanley Starbucks cup? Because I know they were hot. And I know that you're a big cup collector. Did you get one? The first one, it was red. Did you see it?
I saw them. My wife is into the Stanleys. I really don't care about them, whatever. I just need a mug that keeps my water cold.
Yeah.
But I'm sure my mom and my sister are hawking them. They're huge on anything Starbucks.
Yeah.
My mom looks like she's running a damn bed and breakfast with all the mugs and crap she has.
Well,
I don't care. I still got like my OG Hydro Flask and stuff, the original.
Yeah.
You know, Hype Train Stanley mug.
Well, they, they're launching a new color. Be ready. The new Sky Blue Quencher, Stanley and Starbucks collaboration. Last time, there was like fist fights over this stuff. And they're also selling for 7 times more than retail price. So we know if we want one of these, you know who's going to be flipping these.
The person that's not on the podcast right now because he's trying to track him down.
Yep. His name is Randy.
And it says they're going to be out just in time for Mother's Day, guys.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
yeah.
God. Oh, Randy's camped out outside right now.
Yep.
Waiting.
I do know for a fact that some certain Starbucks locations have completely stopped selling cups because they were having trouble with too many people just trying to hoard them all.
I like the shiny ones, the ones that look like they're bedazzled. Like during COVID, I was all about getting those Starbucks cups. Now, yeah. I don't really care. I don't even own a Stanley. I got one for my kid, but that's about it.
Me and my wife actually have to downsize. We have so many effing coffee mugs. It's ridiculous. Yeah. Like, I got to make room for baby bottles, dude. We have too many coffee mugs.
Tyler, you're going to like this. Our friends at 85 Degrees Bakery, I was talking with them the other day, and apparently they do stuff with the Angels. I said that you would probably be interested in go hanging out with them at an Angels game. So they said
be interested? He's not an Angels fan.
Oh, yeah.
I'm actually going to the game tonight with my mom and my brother.
Hey.
So I will see.
He's come back around.
Are the Texans playing?
I've been to,
the Astros
I've been to one game I went to the home opener where they played Boston. They're playing Baltimore tonight.
Yeah.
I'm going again on Friday when they play Minnesota.
Ugh.
And then I'm going again next Tuesday for bobblehead night when they play Philadelphia. Getting back into it a little bit.
God. Well, you said your goal was to at least go to four games this year, right?
More games just in general. I think last year I only went to two.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm trying to definitely go to a couple more, especially since I'm not even joking. Tickets are dirt cheap, right? We are on the field level, third baseline, a little closer to the foul pole, but we're fourth row from the field. The tickets were $20 a piece.
Damn.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah, dude. Like, these tickets are dirt cheap.
I mean, back when the Dodgers, before, like, when the McCourt owned them, I mean, I did the same thing. I bought, like, a row of tickets for, like, the service fees on SeatGeek back then were more than what I spent on the tickets. I bought a row of tickets. So I was like, I just, who wants to go? And I just went with a bunch of buddies.
How are the Dodgers these days? I know Woody just went on Friday to a game, and they didn't do well, apparently.
They're struggling. Their pitching is butt right now. I mean, all their good pitchers are hurt, so it's a little bit of a duct tape job right now. But, I mean, they're still, I think, first in the division. They've won, like, 13 games, and they're winning with their B-squad pitching right now. You know, July, their pitching will come back around and just get to the playoffs, win an effing World Series, and none of this stuff matters at the beginning of the year.
So you're keeping busy. You're not a really big basketball fan. Basketball is picking up like crazy. And you have hockey. The Kings didn't do well, but they're not out, right?
No, they got their ass beat by the Oilers in the game one of their playoff series last night. They got effing pummeled. But, I mean, the Oilers are good. I don't think they were going to get out of the first round no matter who they played. They're just not that good. The goaltending sucks. It's been a problem all year. But then the Oilers are nasty, man. McDavid's good. Drysdale's good. Like, maybe they take it to five or six games. I don't know. I don't think they're getting out of the first round.
Still better than the Ducks.
Yeah, still good.
Yeah. Last night, Randy was walking out of his apartment to go do something, and I'm watching the Kings game, and I look out the window. I'm like, Randy, the playoff hockey's on. Aren't the Ducks?
Oh, no.
And then the Oilers scored two goals on the Kings, like, literally within the next 10 minutes. I was like, well, that's karma.
Damn it.
I know that's what you're watching. I was going to ask you guys what you're watching. I'm sorry I would have gave you a little more heads up. I didn't have time, but I'll go ahead and start. I'm watching I'm just watching like Honey Boo Boo and stuff like that. But the movie that I want to see, I think it's called The Challenger this weekend. It's a Zendaya threesome movie. Have you heard about this, Julianne?
Nice.
No, but I'm interested.
So it's about tennis. And it was like these tennis pros like grew up with each other in the tennis game, and there's Zendaya and then two guys. And in the trailer, like, they're all hooking up with each other in some hotel room.
I was about to say, this doesn't sound like the threesome that you were trying to lead us into, but now I see it is. Okay, great.
Yes,
awesome.
It is.
Cool.
Okay, keep
so,
going. Continue.
Yeah, so then they're like all hook up in a hotel room, and then apparently like she goes off with one of the guys and starts like dating him full time. And then the third dude ends up like beefing with them, and then they go against each other in a battle royale of tennis.
And love.
In love. So I think I'm in.
Tyler's love life.
So let's calm down.
I don't know. I think I'd be interested in watching that.
Yeah,
it sounds intriguing.
I know what Tyler was watching because he was watching it during Coachella was Fallout. Was it good or what?
Yes.
Fallout is insanely good. So
I watch it too.
Yeah. So
can you explain what it is?
Well, so it's based off the video game. If you've never played the Fallout series, definitely go play it. A lot of fun. But it's basically 200 years after the world is just obliterated by a nuclear war, and you're just surviving the wasteland. So there's a whole bunch of other stuff included. I don't want to get into it because I could literally be here all day. Watch the show. It's insanely good. Video game shows are definitely being made very well.
That's what I've been saying. When other people were like, it's still all about superheroes, I'm like, no, this is the age of the video game. This is now it was by Detective Pikachu, which we have the poster of it in this freaking studio right now.
True.
Sonic the Hedgehog kicked it into the atmosphere, and we're getting TV shows, we're getting movies, era of the video game, films, and TV, and I think they're all doing amazing so far.
Screw Halo.
Give it time. Give it time. Anyways,
Made into a TV show, Halo?
Yeah. It's on Paramount Plus.
My mom randomly brought up Halo. She's like, I'm watching Halo. And I'm like,
nice!
What? Yeah, I ran out of episodes to watch. I'm like, what the heck?
Yes.
So random.
Oh, sorry, Eric. I cut you off. Is there anything else you're watching other than sports?
I just finished up the series that was on Hulu, I think, Death and Other Details.
Okay.
It's like a whodunit, a murder on a super expensive, bougie-ass cruise line. It's really good. I liked it. Me and my wife pumped through it.
Julia?
You know, I was going to say with Fallout, it reminds me a lot of The Boys, how gory it is. Like, I really, really like how they've really gotten into the gore of, I don't want to say killing people off, but it's just... I don't know. It fascinates me.
It's so over the top that it's...
It is.
It's not...
It's B-movie like now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
but
not comedy
B-movie cool.
though.
Yeah.
Right. But I like it. I think it like brings so much to the shows. I love it. And that's what Fallout does. I almost said Fallout Boy. That's what Fallout does.
I will say that two video games that need to be made into shows, ASAP, my personal favorite, Red Dead Redemption, that needs to be made into a series.
Nice.
Also, I cannot remember his name, but the guy who was the lead role in that show, Reacher, he would be perfect as the lead for Wolfenstein. That needs to be a show immediately.
That'd be dope.
That's such a good story. That would be
Wolfenstein?
Amazing.
I would totally
Wolfenstein,
watch that.
Wolfenstein. Like, I would watch the hell out of it. Yeah.
That'd be dope.
But two other things real quick that I'm watching. Number one, I took my dad to go see that movie Civil War that came out right before Coachella.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people talking about that.
I actually really liked it. That was really good. It's very short. It's under 2 hours, but the action scenes are really well done. I thought it was pretty good. And then the other thing I've been rewatching Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I forgot how funny this show is. It's comedic gold. It's hilarious, dude. I love this show.
Nice.
Never heard of that one.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
What?
Come on.
It was on forever.
Yeah, the never police comedy with Andy Samberg as like the lead.
Nope, lost me.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Sorry, kid.
You know what is funny is, so there's a musical group online from New York who kind of remind me of Andy Samberg's...
The Lonely Island.
Lonely Island.
So there's this group called Laundry Day. Look them up on Instagram, Laundry Day. There's a guy in the group that looks like Andy Samberg. And I thought this is Andy Samberg's little brother or something, right?
It does, yeah.
Like dead on.
Pretty damn close, yeah.
But it's not. I looked it up and... But it got me thinking, I'm like, where has Andy Samberg been?
I think he's taken a break from TV. I was actually reading up on Brooklyn Nine-Nine because I like to read fun facts of stuff on IMDb. I don't know, weird flex, I guess.
That is so dead on.
Yeah.
It could be the same guy.
Yeah.
Apparently, after he finished SNL, he wanted to take a break from TV, and then he read the script for Brooklyn Nine-Nine and couldn't pass it up. So I wouldn't be surprised if after that, which only ended, I think, a couple years ago, he probably... really wanted to take a break from TV. He's probably just chilling right now.
Okay. Yeah, it just got me thinking because I follow this group, Laundry Day, on Instagram. It looks like a young Andy Samberg. It's crazy, right? You're looking at it right now.
Yeah, I just saw a clip, like a picture of their music video, and I thought it was him. I thought he had a cameo in their video.
Yeah.
And no, it's not. It's the guy from the band.
But speaking of SNL, I forgot to bring this up on the Woody Show. Do you know that Keenan, he was married to some chick for like, I forget how many years, like I think like 12 years plus or something like that.
Okay.
He gets a divorce this recently and his ex-wife is dating another cast member on SNL, a current cast member.
Oh, that's odd.
Weird, but apparently everything's all good. He's all cool with it. So his longtime wife, it just randomly, like within months, is dating another cast member of SNL.
Randomly.
And everybody's like all cool about it.
There's nothing random about that.
I'm not going to say that he's seen what happened to Will Smith and went, you know what, I'm not going that route. But maybe he's like, you know what, that's fine. I'm just going to go over here. There's other people that will love Kenan Thompson right now.
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe they just weren't into each other for a really long time and we just didn't know. Like, that could happen too, and they're just really good friends.
But I'm just saying, props for him if he's, like, cool with some guy he works with is dating his ex-wife.
As long as it's not Kel.
Yeah, I guess so.
That would have been terrible.
No, true. True. But yeah, I thought that was super random. Anyways, all right.
I wanted to ask you guys something.
Oh, go ahead.
Are you guys watching Shogun or X-Men?
I'm not watching Shogun yet, but I really, really want to. I'm very excited.
So good. It sucks that you have to read the subtitles, but it's a really good show. My stepdad is actually, I think he actually finished the book already, but he read the book. And then Kevin was like, hey, you want to get into this show called Shogun? I'm like, yeah, sure, whatever. And top notch. So good. If you haven't heard of it, you want to read the book. If you're a book reader, read the book. That's not for me. I like to just watch TV shows. So it's really good. And then
the main
X-Men,
actress is really dope in it.
Yeah. And she was actually in Monarch. So she plays both.
Oh, I do like Monarch.
Yes.
You know, which girl I'm
Anna
talking
Sawai.
About. Yeah. She's
I know exactly who you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. And then X-Men, I'm not watching it, but my brother and I were talking about it. And I didn't realize that X-Men actually, the cartoon looks like it's still made in the 90s. And it starts off with the last episode from when we were younger. Did you guys know that?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where it starts off.
Yeah. So they call it X-Men 97, right? Mm-hmm. It was the animated series X-Men that made them like really popular in the 90s and like every kid had X-Men
team.
Mm-hmm. Right. So they just made a continuation of it. The animation's a little updated. They streamlined it a little bit more with the comics and it's more flashy and stuff. Yeah, it looks pretty cool.
I am super excited. Do you watch the trailer yet? Ready for it?
Yeah.
I know where you're going, but continue.
Deadpool 2.
Yes.
3.
Yes. 3. 3. Yeah.
3. My bad. Well, you don't call it Deadpool 3,
nope.
Right? Deadpool Wolverine, right?
Yeah, Deadpool Wolverine.
Yeah.
I have not.
I saw the trailer. It looks pretty dope, dude. This movie looks great.
I have not been excited for anything comic book like this in years.
Yeah.
And it just has, the second one got very like comic booky, right? Because I tried to take my wife to the second one and I was like, I get all this, you're not getting all this. But this one, it has the same feel as the first one. It's just looks very like inclusive to itself. There's little things you'll pick up on, but it just looks like such a stupid, funny, buddy like action movie. It's dope.
It's gonna be huge.
And didn't Hugh Jackman actually not want to come back as Wolverine? But since he's really good friends with
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah. And so Ryan asked Hugh if he would, you know, do the movie with him, and he said yeah, and that's how we got him to be Wolverine. Am I correct in that?
I think that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Okay.
It took a while. Yeah. But yeah.
Because they killed off Wolverine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
And even that gets played into this story. So if you haven't watched the trailer, go watch it. But let's effing go.
What do you think of a possible Taylor Swift cameo?
So what's up with
That'd
the Taylor Swift cameo? I keep hearing that.
Yeah.
Like,
I did
why?
Hear something about that.
Oh,
yeah, because Taylor Swift is really cool with his wife.
Yeah. So what?
Yeah, so who's his wife? I'm trying to remember. Blake Lively.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe. But I'm going to be real. I was thinking about this the other day. I think, and I know they've been back for a little bit, but I feel like movies are finally, like, really hitting their stride again, as in these are movies I really want to go and see.
The blockbusters.
So, yeah. So when I took my dad to go see Civil War, we saw a couple trailers. The new Planet of the Apes looks good. Is coming out. That's supposedly the sequel to the original Twister. There's another movie coming out called The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare, which is like a World War II, but it's got like a super fun action movie. And I really want to see Monkey Man with Dev Patel. I haven't seen that yet. and The Fall Guy is coming out. It's like, dude, like, I feel like the summer blockbuster movie is like back.
We're back, baby.
Are you guys excited about Taylor Swift possibly being in this movie? Not being in it, but, you know, making a little cameo.
I think that would be crazy. I don't think I'm excited for the possibility, but I think that would be crazy if that did happen.
I think that would be funny. And that also just reminded me, Lana Del Rey pissed off a bunch of...
Oh, yeah. So...
Like Coachella. Because there was a massive rumor. Go ahead, Venice.
All right. So, yeah, I'll say it a little bit better than Tyler, but...
okay, that's fine.
So the whole Coachella, we talked about this on the podcast for months. Leading up to the lineup drop, everyone's like, dude, Taylor Swift is going to play Coachella. There was all these rumors going on from local people who, like, work around the venue that she's going to show up and do a surprise performance, or she's going to at least be on the lineup.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, well, if it's going to happen, it's going to be weekend one, Friday night with Lana Del Rey, right? Lana Del Rey performs, and then Billie Eilish comes out, right? Not bad. Good. People were still happy with that.
Yeah.
Fine. Taylor Swift shows up to Coachella the next day, hangs out all day, and then weekend two happens, right? And everyone's like, ah, Taylor Swift's, she's not going to show up to weekend two. But then Lana Del Rey was sound checking, and she played a Taylor Swift song. So everyone's like, oh crap. She's preparing for Taylor Swift to get on stage, because also Taylor dropped her album that day. So it would all make sense. Like, oh yeah, she jumps on stage, does a surprise performance.
Yeah.
It pumps up the album. It gets all this press. Well, Tyler, tell him what happened.
So we're sitting in the beer garden. We're just chilling for Lana Del Rey, kind of a slow set. And then all of a sudden you hear her say, oh, I want to bring out a special guest. And people all of a sudden start running towards the crowd. They're like, oh my God, Taylor's here.
There were so many people in Taylor Swift gear too, by the way.
Dude, right? This bitch brought out Camila Cabello, and everybody was so pissed. Like,
did
all
they
we
boo?
See.
Dude, no, they didn't boo, but everyone was confused, because also Camila Cabello right now has blonde hair. Like bleach blonde hair.
Yeah.
So everyone was like confused, like squinting their eyes, like looking at the screen, like, wait a minute, who is that? And then they figured out it was Camila Cabello. And dude, I'm telling you, it was like the parting of the Red Sea. Like all the people that were there to think, like, oh, Taylor Swift's gonna show up.
Yep.
They automatically like turned around and left.
Oh my God.
They just straight left. The funny thing was too, is that she's on stage with Camila, and I know you have to hype up your guest and everything.
Camila Cabello is a big star. People were just there.
She's not big enough for that type of tease. Yeah, she's not big enough for that.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I love
for a nice troll. That's funny as f.
That sucks for her to imagine being up there and like, you're all hyped and you run out to the stage and then you see everyone just leaving.
Yeah.
Oh, what a. That sucks.
I mean, me and Tyler have seen that for a couple Royal Rumbles. We're like the number 30 entrant.
Yeah.
And maybe Battle Royale is always supposed to be someone special. And then it's somebody not even mattering right there. And they just get booed. Ugh. We've seen Ramis.
Yeah, she didn't get booed, though.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Anyways, all right. Sorry we didn't have a podcast last week. Of course, we had Coachella going on. A lot of stuff going on with the Woody Show.
Tons of stuff.
So much stuff. So many things and stuff. But
we were all hungover last week, too.
Hungover.
We were so trashed.
If you're going to Stagecoach this weekend, I'm going to be there, because ain't no pussy like Tyler. I'm going.
What? What? No, what?
All three weekends.
Can you watch Stagecoach on YouTube as well?
I think you can, actually.
I believe so. I think we passed a billboard saying you could watch it live on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Good.
Why are you not taking Tyler?
I'll be honest with you.
He didn't express that he wanted to go.
I would love to go to Stagecoach. I really would. So if that opportunity is available next year, yes, I will totally tag along with you, because I love I love country music, dude.
If I came up on a last second pass this weekend, would you come out?
Yes, I would
love to, but no one was asking you, Jules. I would love to.
Just throwing it out there, just in case.
I would love to, but...
Hey, by the way, Tyler, how many pregnant chicks did we see at Coachella?
Zero.
Zero.
Okay, because obviously they had already pushed them all out because they brought their stupid kids with them.
That's stupid.
Oh,
and dude, we saw a ton of dogs, too. I saw a couple dogs.
Yeah, I saw a couple dogs.
Yeah. Tyler.
Kids and dogs.
You know that a bunch of pregnant women are going to be at Stagecoach, though, so that's where you need to be at because you can't get them pregnant.
Okay, that's Stagecoach. That's not Coachella.
I know. You got to get your ass over there.
Back to the original question. if I came up on a pass, would you go?
I would love to. My only thing is that I probably should have requested that off from work, and I do not want to call out last second. So.
All right. Let's do some shout-outs to get out of here.
What just happened right now?
Look, I didn't get to hang out with Tyler and Randy and Menace or anybody all weekend. I got to get my shots in on Tyler.
It was fun. talk about Tyler all weekend.
did he tell you the history of his life again?
No. Honestly, I was 420, so I was pretty stoned out of my mind all weekend. So I didn't really retain a lot of stuff that Tyler was saying.
Now I want to know what he was saying. Like, what worldly thoughts popped out of his mouth?
Man, I don't remember. To be real. Anyways, all right. Shout out real quick, Reddit. Shout out to our friends on the Woody Show Reddit. So make sure you go check that out if you're a big Reddit user. Shout out to our boy Joe Coy, JOKOY.com. I got to hang out with him actually weekend one of Coachella.
Nice.
He was performing out there. So we stopped and had lunch. I introduced him to Tommy Bahama restaurants in Palm Desert, California. So that was cool.
Nice.
We were also hanging out with, you know, King Batch. Anybody here?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Black dude, tattoo on his face.
No tattoo on his face. No. But King Batch is a really big TikToker, Instagrammer, but he does stand-up comedy. So he was there hanging out with us as well. Check him out. He's really funny. And then our boy, Fluffy, a.k.a. Gabriel Iglesias, shout him out. Dude, did you see he was the Grand Marshal for the Long Beach Grand Prix? He's like, start your engines? That's awesome. He gets to do all the fun stuff. Go to fluffyguy.com. That's fluffyguy.com. Also, did you see what he bought? Dude.
No.
He bought a brand new 1994 Mustang drop top with 12 miles on it. It was all still wrapped in plastic. Dude, he's like, yeah, this was my dream car that I wanted to buy when I was in high school. I could finally afford it, and he bought it. Dude, I'm talking brand new. You got to go look on
the
Instagram.
That's insane. I'm going to look
at Fluffy Guy on Instagram. And then he started driving around, and then people were giving him crap for it. Like, oh, dude, you ruined it. He's like, oh, yes, I ruined my Mustang. Like, he can do what he wants with it.
People are so stupid.
So dumb. But anyways, check him out at Fluffy Guy. Also, shout out to our friends, Matt and Kim. They are a band. Search for them wherever you find music. Just search Matt and Kim. They're also going to be on Music Festival lineups. Just go to mattandkim.com. Also, big shout out to Blankets by Tracy. That's blanketsbytracy.com, T-R-A-C-E-Y.com, or just search Blankets by Tracy on Google. You're going to need a blanket because guess what? It's sunny, then it's rainy, then it's sunny, then it's rainy.
Cold.
It's cold. It's freezing. Boy. You're going to need a blanket, so go pick up a blanket today. Also, what is happening at Shasta Jeans Boutique?
We have some new stone pendant necklaces, Menace. We have bat and dragon head designs, which you can find at ShastaJeansBoutique.com, or you can hit the link in my link tree at St. Bort. Don't forget, ShastaJeansBoutique.com with two O's because it's spooky. And yeah, go do it.
Do that. Also, shout out to the Sex with Emily podcast. Just go to sexwithemily.com or follow her on Instagram or TikTok at Sex with Emily. And don't forget, listen to The Mothership Monday through Friday on the iHeartRadio app. Just search The Woody Show. Brett, do you have anything to say before we leave?
Yeah, two quick things. If you are in the El Monte area this weekend, they're doing Dia de los Niños. It's a Day of the Kids. Doing like a whole fair festival out there, and some of the members of the 501st, the people that dress up in Star Wars costumes, are going to be there. It's going to be a fun fair. I'll share the link on my Instagram at St. Bort on Friday if you guys want to check it out. It's happening on Saturday. Also in Vegas this weekend.
Ooh, yes.
Sick New World Festival.
Oh, yeah. The lineup looks awesome.
It is insanely good. So if you are going this weekend, be sure to check out a couple bands and artists that I'm friends with that I enjoy. Get there early because at noon, my friends in Wednesday 13, Horror Rock Legends, amazing, fun band. They are going to be playing at noon. Baby Metal is playing at 2:30.
Nice.
Tons of other bands. Seven Dust, Static X, Dope, and Slipknot will be performing.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be a fun weekend.
I'm going to Stagecoach this weekend, but next month is all about Vegas. So I'm going to be out there for the Lovers and Friends Music Festival, which is happening at the same fairgrounds as where Sick New World is happening.
Nice.
Then a JT show. And Eric, I'm just saying, just have the baby already because EDC is going down. EDC.
My
EDC.
Heyday.
I miss it.
EDC.
Do you think Eric will like break out of his apartment for like one night, just one all night. In raver yeah. gear, ready to Dude, go?
Break I mean, out my apartment for that, and I'll break out of my marriage too.
It's a 35-minute flight, dude. You got it. And then you just land at the private airport, and then you helicopter over to EDC.
Oh, dude, are those helicopter drops coming in. I used to park by the helicopter landing spot, and I'm like, I used to dream sitting in 2 hours of traffic getting out of that festival. I'm like, people just hopping on a chopper and they're in their hotel room in 20 minutes.
I know. Oh. I think I might chopper in because...
If you chopper in, dude, you're literally living my dream. Like, please record it. Please send me a video. I have friends I'll send that to because we used to dream as like lowly college kids. Like, how do we even pay to get there? And we're like watching these chopper people, like these DJs and high-end people.
Yeah.
And we're like, dude, just chopper me out of here. Please leave my car.
Well, what happened was last year, the Friday traffic was just too crazy.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what? Uber, turn this thing around. I'm good, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, man, I wish I could just chopper in. And I talked to my buddy. He's like, oh, you can get one way. You don't have to rent it for the whole time. I go, really? I go, dude, I would have done one way and then just Ubered back because getting an Uber out was super easy. But getting an Uber in, crazy. But then the next day, Saturday, it was perfectly fine. So, but I'm thinking if I go this year and the traffic's crazy, dude, I'm hitting up that chopper airport. I'm getting on one, dude. There's no way I'm going to sit for 2.5 hours to get into EDC.
Memories. A young Eric drinking a bottle of vodka in the EDC parking lot. And
those were the days.
7 p.m. to 7 a.m. and do it again the next day. Oof.
A young dreamer.
That could still be Eric today, dude. Just
dude,
with the baby in your
hand. Man. I don't know if I could, man. I probably could, but I would need like a month to recoup.
Yeah, like Tyler, it's who okay. slept through our podcast today, he's still recording.
I'm still dumbfounded by that, dude. 11 a.m. Like, I can't remember the last time I slept till past 9 or 10.
Dude,
like 11 a.m.
Yeah,
I'm dead serious with you. I went to bed maybe about 11 last night. I do
that's
not know.
Late.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I do not know why I slept till 11. The only reason I woke up is because I felt vibrating on my bed. And I look over and I see it. It's like, it says medicine. And then I thought, holy shit. I gotta get up. Like,
he's like, my paws are still barking from Coachella. All right. Julianne, do you have anything to say before we leave?
Yeah, two things. For the Emo's Not Dead cruise, they just dropped the lineup, and the Used is going to be playing. I can't believe I'm not going to be on this cruise. Hawthorne Heights, Seosin.
You people and your kids.
And... so I'm totally going to miss this, but if you guys are going, I'm jealous. Anyways, my second thing I wanted to say is that the other day Felicity was actually changing a poopy diaper for me and she goes, hey mom, can you throw the diaper away? I said, yeah, sure. And she throws the diaper to me. I kid you not, two crap pellets flung out of that diaper and one hit me in the cheek and one hit me in my shoulder, and I freaked.
Why is she throwing it?
Because I always like, whenever I give her diapers, and she's a catcher, so I turn around and I launch it at her.
Hell no.
Because I want her to practice catching. And so she tried doing it to me, but she didn't roll up the diaper good enough, and crap flew out of the diaper and pegged me with two pellets, poop pellets, hit me one in the face, one in the shoulder. So
hold on. I want to clarify something.
Okay.
You are training your daughter to be a catcher, and by training her, you are throwing a diaper that's full of literal duty.
Well, usually
to
it's
her.
Pee. There's usually so, it's pee.
That so does wrong. Not make it better, Jules.
Yeah, and then she drops it. I said, "Hey, you know what? That means you just got to practice more, girl. Get them hands ready."
Wow. New literal meaning for that ball's in the dirt.
Yeah. All right, Tyler, do you have anything to say before we leave?
Number one, I don't know what I just heard. So there's number two.
Things you got to look forward to.
Number two. So we mentioned. Very quick when I was talking about the Angel Game about like a ticket websites. Look, if you're going to use a website to buy your tickets, go to Game Time. That's where I get all mine. And on top of that, you could see how much the fees are before you pay,
Is Tyler doing an ad read right now?
No, that's cool, though.
It was so good.
I'm saying this because I literally told you about you guys about this over the weekend.
Yeah.
Like, just use Game Time because you can see what the fees are before you even put in your credit card info. And the tickets are pretty cheap. Not a sponsor, but should be.
You know what? I hear a lot about Game Time. It hasn't worked out for me yet on stuff that I'm trying to get tickets for, but I hear a lot of great things about it.
And I use it for everything I buy tickets for maybe the past 2 years. I use it for everything.
I want to go to more games this year like Tyler, so I'm going to definitely open up the Game Time app and see if I can get any deals on something, but I do hear great things. And they also do ads on Barstool. I hear them a lot on there too.
They do, yeah. They're the best ticket app there is right now.
Nice. All right. Eric, do you have anything to say before we leave?
Pretty dumb, but so like I've been walking around with a black eye for a week because I got hit in the face with a hockey stick during my game over the weekend.
Oh, no way.
And it's nothing major. It's just a little bit bruised. I mean, it's not a little bruised. I'll send you guys a picture. But as a society, we need to find something new to say to somebody with a black eye other than, should have seen the other guy, right? I've heard that about 15 to 20 times in the past 48 hours. And it's just every time it's like, do I just play along with it, just blame what happened? We just need to evolve as a society. With some of the first of all, walking around with a black eye, like at the grocery store, you get some fun looks. Like people like kind of just stray away from you.
Yeah.
But they as a society, we need to find something new to say to some of the black guys. Should have seen the other guy, huh? Yeah. It's like, yeah, funny, man. Yeah, I've just met at the gym that I've never talked to. Like, yeah, funny, dude.
Oh, my
ooh,
God.
Ooh, Eric, that's a good shiner.
I took a stick to the face.
Ooh. Yeah, that is.
Nice.
I saw you on Thursday, right before we left for Coachella. How did I not see this on your face?
The game was Friday, so you didn't see me when it happened.
Dang, that's like almost to your temple.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got right under my eye, so it could have been worse. But
you could have lost an eye.
Yeah, yeah, no. So it didn't even break skin. I didn't even bleed or anything. Just swelled up really bad the first night. And then I got up and went to the bathroom, looked at it, and I'm like, oh, crap, here comes the bruise. And I rolled over the next morning, and my wife was like, yeah, your face is blue. And I'm like, yep,
damn. It happened.
Whatever, it's all good.
Nice.
Comes with territory.
You real man right there.
You should just respond back and say, sorry, I pissed off the wife.
That's I would say, you know, my lady's pregnant, dude.
Yeah, right? That's a funny thing. So, like, I'm walking around the grocery store with a pregnant wife and a black eye.
Nice. Oh, hey, real quick, speaking about groceries and food and stuff, you finally did the Lazy Dog delivery?
Yeah, man, straight to my door, got a couple beers delivered, two meals for myself and my wife, and a puppy meal for my dog.
Oh, no way!
Nice. So, yeah, we all had a family dinner delivered doorstep. Daisy was sitting down eating her little chimpkin dinner, and I got the fried chicken sandwich. My wife got one of their bowls. Mm-hmm. And I got two of the dinosaur-themed IPAs that they were releasing last week with their beer drops.
Oh, nice.
How was that?
Delicious. I do want. Still waiting to hear Tyler's dinosaur roars because we missed out on that.
I know.
Dude, but the IPAs were great.
It was funny. Like I sent that audio to Lazy Dog when we were talking about the dino beers. And, you know, they're like, oh, such a great discussion. I'm like, man, you know what would have been the topper if Tyler would have actually did like a roar for us, you know, and he just did like a little squeal. Like, Tyler, can you redeem yourself and give me like an actual dino roar, like a dinosaur? Come on, man.
I cannot.
What? Is he too cool? Or what?
I don't even know how to do it because my voice doesn't go.
You watched Jurassic Park like 1,000 times.
Tyler,
you shelled out a free ad read for Game Time, and you can't do one good thing for Lazy Dog, which has been so nice for us over the years.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Let me think.
Come on.
How would this roar even
come
happen?
On, think Jurassic Park 1. Think when you see the T-Rex walking up on the on the car.
Water's vibrating. It's
going to sound like a loud-ass yawn.
It doesn't matter, but everybody be quiet when he does it.
All right. Let me try it. Okay, yeah. A second. I don't know what that was.
What the?
I don't even know what that was.
That's the sound he makes getting out of bed in the morning, dude.
Yeah.
I did that, and halfway through that, my throat was like, nope, we're done. No.
Wow. All right.
Should we give one more try?
Come on, yes. Tyler. One more.
All right. Again, think about Jurassic Park. The storm's happening.
Yep.
You see the fence rattling. The goat disappeared.
Yeah, you're at Lazy Dog Restaurant. And you look over at their beer club and you see the dino beer.
There's a nice lady holding the beer waiting for you.
Yeah.
So you just want me to roar at the nice lady? Like,
yeah. That's mating.
There we go. We almost had exactly, it. Everybody that, talked that, over it. Okay, okay. One more time. That same thing. Okay, everybody quiet and go.
All right. Progress. I think that's the best we're gonna
progress.
Get.
Have you seen Jurassic Park?
I'm not even
seen like dinosaurs roar, right?
I'm not even joking, dude. My throat is yelling at me right now.
Yeah, that was awful. Anyways.
I think it was gonna be good.
A loss for words.
Check out our friends Lazy Dog, lazydogrestaurants.com. Pick up their TV dinners or their road trip bowls. They have the beer club. Oh, we found out like one of our friends actually from Knott's Berry Farm.
Yes.
You know, our buddy that took us around last time we went.
Yeah.
He's part of the Lazy Dog Beer Club now.
Nice.
Like, not a, like, I'm sure he is a member, but he's like helping like run it now.
Nice.
Yeah. So we know people.
Beer club all day.
A beer club all day. Anyways, anybody else I got to say hi to? No, I think we're good. All right. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Please rate and review it. Write us an email. WritethePod@gmail.com. That's WritethePod@gmail.com. If you know any other facts that Tyler messed up, love to hear about it. And we'll see you next week.
What's new? What's new with Menace?